What is bringing you to the conclusion that droids are the biggest challenge to agency networks and other commercial networks?
It's not just droids. It's also other types of mobile platforms. But when you're looking at this issue from a malware viewpoint, then certainly Android is probably the biggest concern. Certainly, Android has overtaken the previous popular platform, which was Symbian, in terms of the number of malware that's actually out there. So, Android is kind of a victim of its own success. I'm a big supporter of Android. It's a great open platform. It's great to develop for. We can do a lot of really smart and really cool things for applications on Android, but the trouble is it's also very easy to get applications up on the marketplace, the Android App Store. So, and it's just as easy for the good guys as well as the bad guys, and that's one of the issues that we actually have.
Now, if I'm at a federal agency and I'm trying to work through the whole idea of having employees bring their own devices, is there any kind of refuge that I can find in, for example, the Amazon Android store? Do they do any different or more in-depth vetting of the apps before they post them?
Certainly, depending on the actual devices that you've got coming in, all the Android devices up until now have all used the marketplace. But then we've got new Android devices coming from Barnes & Noble, the new Nook devices, and we've got Amazon's new Kindle Fire devices. Both those units actually connect by default to, the Amazon App Store or the Barnes & Noble App Store, obviously, depending on which device you have. And those app stores do have more vetting of applications as they actually, as they're actually published by, developers. So certainly, those sorts of devices can give you some respite. But, for the network administrator, having to have some sort of control over devices coming in, we call that bring your own device, or obviously the employees bringing their devices to work, then you need to start looking at, deploying policies in the right way, and also looking for technology that can actually enforce those policies. What we're seeing is, several agencies are starting to now say, you can bring your own devices to work, you can connect to the internet with them, with your browser, so you can do, Pandora or, check personal webmail or something like that, but you're not allowed to synchronize, any other agency-based resources like email, for example, or contacts or something like that, because, the huge difference between those two is we're now talking about, actual agency data actually living on the device, whereas if you're just allowing web browsing access, then you're just, allowing them to use your network to, get out on the internet. So it's important to get those policies in place and then start looking for some mobile device management technology that can actually start helping you enforce those policies. Unfortunately, on the technology side, still a little early days there. Certainly some pretty cool products starting to come out now, but I think in the next 12 months we'll see a lot of activity there and hopefully some great direction.
What's the intersection between that and cloud computing, what you're talking about, accessing information through the internet on these devices and cloud computing?
Cloud computing is being used to, run agency applications in more efficient data stores, really, is a way of thinking of it. Whereas with the actual mobile devices, we're more concerned about, the actual data that's living on the actual device, whether they're accessing that data from a cloud application or not. It's kind of irrelevant because, it's the actual information on the device that you need to be worried about, as well as any malware infection that might be on the device that could affect other devices on your network, as well as, any other information that might be leaked from that device.
What do I need to keep in mind as I'm trying to work through all of this and trying to figure out a policy for bring my own devices to a federal agency or all of these kinds of things? There's a lot of moving parts here.
There certainly is, and just to make it even harder too, as I referred to before, the technology, that coming from security organizations like M86 Security is also evolving. So, we don't have, the silver bullet solution. No one does right now for this, but it's certainly moving pretty quickly. So I think, first of all, it's important not to sort of, from an IT security viewpoint, let's not, put our heads in the sand and become known as the fun police yet again. You know, the fun police are the guys that block access to anything remotely interesting or exciting.
Yeah.
And as IT security people, we're renowned for being the fun police. So you've got to kind of accept that people do want to do this. I think what you need to do right now is be proactive on the policy side. So let's sit down with the relevant people inside the organizations, especially with the human resources people and things like that, and work out, you know, what is the right balance of access here for my employees versus the interests and security aspects for the actual agency. So, you know, defining that right balance, I think, is a really important first step. And then talking to your peers, talking to, you know, security vendors, et cetera, trying out some of the mobile device management technologies that are actually in the marketplace and seeing, you know, what can be enforced and what can't be enforced. But, you know, step one is having the right policies in place.